How do you feel about carp? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Bow fishing. I do it a couple times a year. It's not the regular thing, but they sell either reels or spools or whatever you want, big fiberglass heavy arrows with a little V on them to make sure that sticks and goes into the animal, and then you pull back, you know, shoot 20, 30 yards. Depending on where their body is, normally you want to shoot at that crest that's coming out of the top of the water when they start kind of gathering together. Shoot kind of about an inch or two below that, so it refracts off the water, goes down and gets them, and hopefully you're going to have a hell of a fight because it's going to be on the end of your bow.
Executive chef, avid outdoorsman Randy King talking about the good side of bow fishing for carp. But there's a different way to think about this species. Invasive carp first came to the U.S. in the 1970s by way of aquatic farms. Since then, their escape into nature continues to cause widespread economic and environmental damage as they outcompete native fish populations for food and other resources. Now, researchers from the University of Missouri and United States Geological Survey are partnering to develop a three-dimensional model to better predict how the variable dynamics of river water flows, currents, and water turbulence, influence the spread of invasive carp throughout the U.S. The model is based on a key trait of invasive carp. They only reproduce in rivers and can lay thousands of eggs at a time that can drift for miles in river flows before hatching. Researchers are trying to better determine what types of countermeasures might be used to reduce the population of invasive carp. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.